And back here on ESPN Central Texas just after 12:15, we're joined on the phone lines by Bill Jones of CBS 11. And Bill, we certainly appreciate your time today. As always, thanks for moving up a bit for us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We want to talk some Cowboys with you, obviously, but first I do want to ask you about the rematch that we now know is in store. Oklahoma and Baylor had that thrilling game just a couple of weeks ago, and both take care of business last weekend. They're going to rematch in the Big 12 title game. What are your thoughts on a round two between the Bears and the Sooners?
I think the Bears got a great chance at them. Baylor proved that in that game that they can play with them down in Waco, and there's no reason to think they can't do the same when they come up to Arlington a week from Saturday. So it ought to be a great game.
Looking at the Cowboys real quick, Bill, what does it feel like the dam is somewhat breaking on Jason Garrett and his job status?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's about the same as what it's been. Jerry was upset after the game the other day. I think he was frustrated more than anything that he was put in that position because of the earlier and the loss to the Jets and where he's walking out of that stadium, his own personal rivalry with Robert Kraft, where he looks across the way and he sees them at 10-1 and his team's at 6-5. But they're still in first place. They still got everything in front of them, despite the narrative on talk shows about that the coach is in danger. He's not in danger until, if he isn't able to do what Jerry wants him to do the next five games, which is get on a roll, win the division, and then have success in the playoffs.
What did you make of, I don't know if you heard, Bill, but he had these comments on Good Morning Football about how he wants to win a Super Bowl and he needs Jason to get that done. Do you think that we're looking at kind of a Super Bowl or bust situation for Jason as far as contract renewal goes?
I didn't hear what he said this morning, and so I'm kind of speaking out of turn on it because I didn't hear the context of it or anything. But I don't know if it's Super Bowl or bust. I would think that it would be, the feel at the end of the season, what direction the team is going in, and if he's got confidence that he can, get over the hump. You would naturally think, since they made it to the divisional playoff round last year, that maybe it would be the conference championship game, but we don't know what might factor into that. I mean, what if they lose Dak to an injury in a divisional playoff game, and then thus they don't advance on? We're getting way ahead of ourselves on all of this. I think we all just have to have patience and see it through, and if they don't play well and don't make the playoffs, then it writes itself there. And if they do play well in the regular season but then don't win a playoff game, then, okay, he's got a decision to make. But we just got to wait and play it out and see. It's all speculation. It all depends what Jerry's thinking, and nobody can read his mind.
Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Bill, one of the things that I know has become, quite common amongst football minds these days is analytics and looking at all the different numbers that are available. And that was one of the things that I think got kind of the new school mind sort of buzzing this week was Jason Garrett, when he was asked about analytics, cited that he didn't, really lean on them too much, especially in game, whereas you've got a guy like John Harbaugh who is emphatic over his use of them. Where do you see the role of analytics, and do you think it's important for a coach in this day and age to be well-versed in that area, or is it okay to not be so analytical all the time?
I think with analytics, and I think Jason Garrett probably uses analytics in his preparation for games and knows what the analytics say in certain situations. I know what John Harbaugh said in a press conference earlier in the year, that he's got an analytics guy who's in his ear when they reach a certain situation in the game. Let me say this about John Harbaugh and his analytics. I don't know when he started using analytics, but when he was 4-5 last year, the analytics weren't working real well for him. And they were at their break. It was week 10 last year, and maybe he discovered analytics that week, and maybe that's why the fortunes of the Baltimore Ravens turned around after 4 wins and 5 losses at that point last year. They've gone 15-4 since then, and so maybe it was analytics that caused their great turnaround the last 19 games. Or maybe it was because he found his quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, very, very well could be. Bill,
Lamar Jackson started the next game, and they've gone 15-4 since then.
Yeah, exactly right. No doubt about that. Steven had mentioned what Jerry had said on Good Morning Football this morning. This is what Jerry had to say this morning.
Let me tell you, no one in this country has earned the right to say I'm a Jason Garrett man more than me. I am his man, and we want the very same thing, and that's for our players to play at their very best. And we want his staff to coach at their very best. The bottom line is we get graded. I'm in business. I don't have to win the Super Bowl in business every year. I can come in sixth and have a hell of a year. But in this business, you've got to come in first. You've got to come in first. And so fundamentally, you've asked for something that's a very narrow window to begin with. I want Jason to get it done.
Thoughts on that, Bill?
Yeah, he wants to win the Super Bowl, but I don't know, you know, if you get to the end of the road this season and it's they don't win the Super Bowl, okay? Well, he's got to make a decision then. Does his best chance for next year and going forward to win the Super Bowl having Jason Garrett as his coach, or to get into the rut that the Buffalo Bills are in the last 20 years, where since 1999 when Wade Phillips was their coach, they've had three seasons where they have had winning records. From 1999 to 2019, those three seasons, they've gone 9-7. Those have been their winning seasons since Wade Phillips had them in the playoffs in 1999. And we know what the Bills did back in the 90s, just like what the Cowboys did back in the 90s. You can turn it over every couple of years like the Bills have been doing, and you're sitting there in a 7-9 rut every single year. Or you can do what Jerry Jones has done with Jason Garrett over here the last decade. They've won the division three out of the last 5 years. No, they haven't had playoff success. What he's got to decide at the end of this thing is Jason Garrett the guy that can get him to that Super Bowl, or is he not? And then if he thinks it's run its course, then he makes a decision in January. But he's not going to make that decision before the end of this season.
Was there anything about the offense that you think needs to change from last week, Bill, or did you just chalk that up to bad conditions and a really good Patriots defense?
Yeah, I think you hit it right there. You know, the Patriots didn't do anything on offense either. And, you know, they had one scoring drive of 12 yards. You know, I think you kind of throw that out as, okay, it's the Patriots. And I don't think anybody really expected the Cowboys to go in there the Patriots. I didn't hear a lot of people picking the Cowboys to win that game last week. But there's a lot of people picking the Cowboys to win tomorrow. And, you know, they need to start winning games tomorrow.
Bill, obviously a loss tomorrow at this time, you know, given just kind of how the last few days have gone, will be pretty devastating. And this is not some, you know, not very good Bills team like we're accustomed to seeing. This is a team that's at 8-3. Got some guys playing well. Cole Beasley's been really good for them, the former Cowboy. Josh Allen, a quarterback. Your thoughts on what you've seen from the Bills in this nice, you know, season they've had up until this point?
Yeah, they've got a good record, but they've got the same criticism about them that the Cowboys have about them, which is they haven't beat anybody. I mean, you look at their wins, and there's not a signature. If the College Football Playoff Committee had the Buffalo Bills they were considering to put in the 14 playoff, and you're looking for, okay, what makes them, what's their signature win, what can you find on that schedule that would put them above, let's say, Alabama or Georgia or whoever into the playoff, you can't find one. There's not one. They beat Minnesota in the preseason. That's their best win. So, you know, we're going to find out a lot about them tomorrow, as we will about the Cowboys too. And the other thing about, if the Cowboys lose tomorrow, they're 6-6, okay? It doesn't really change from where they are today. I mean, people talk – now, the sky will be definitely falling tomorrow night if they lose to the Buffalo Bills. But they'll be 6-6. They win their last four games. They can be 10-6. It's all going to come – I think it's all going to come down to that game in Philadelphia, whether they win the division or not. I mean, we can talk about, oh, this is such a huge game for the Cowboys. But in actuality, it really isn't. They've got four more games to play after tomorrow.
Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Hey, Bill, appreciate the time as always. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.